President-elect Donald J. Trump announced late today that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., founder of Children's Health Defense, CHD, is his pick to lead the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. I am thrilled to announce Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the United States Secretary of Health and Human Services, HHS, Trump announced on X. For too long, Americans have been crushed by the industrial food complex and drug companies who have engaged in deception, misinformation, and disinformation when it comes to public health. I am thrilled to announce Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the United States Secretary of Health and Human Services, HHS. For too long, Americans have been crushed by the industrial food complex and drug companies who have engaged in deception, misinformation, and disinformation when it. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, November 14, 2024. Kennedy accepted the offer, sources confirmed today. According to CNN, Kennedy's selection, first reported by Politico, is a notable one given that only days before the election, Trump's transition co-chair Howard Lutnick told CNN that Kennedy was not getting a job for HHS. He would not be in charge of HHS, he was asked on The Source with Caitlin Collins. No, Lutnick said, of course not. That answer set off an internal uproar in Trump's orbit, with Trump making clear to Kennedy that he would make the ultimate decisions. During the COVID-19 pandemic, Kennedy rose to prominence as a leading critic of pandemic policies, including lockdowns, experimental vaccines, and mandates. As a result, the Biden administration specifically targeted Kennedy for censorship. In April 2023, Kennedy took leave from CHD to run for president as a Democrat. He later switched gears to run as an independent. In August, Kennedy suspended his campaign and endorsed former President Donald Trump. After endorsing Trump, Kennedy and his team launched the Make America Healthy Again campaign. He vowed to do whatever it takes to get toxic chemicals out of our food, our soil, our water, and our air. If confirmed, Kennedy would hold the most powerful governmental position in public health. HHS oversees many public health agencies, including the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and the National Institutes of Health. Kennedy has indicated that the Trump administration would make key changes to public health policy, including recommending an end to water fluoridation. Scientists at HHS and at many major research institutions have found that water fluoridation poses a risk to children's neurodevelopment. He has also committed, if given a role in the Trump administration, to take up the issue of vaccine safety. Kennedy has said that within 2 years he will be able to make America healthy again by addressing chronic disease, addiction, toxic processed foods, and unsafe medications. This is a developing story.